time for Wisconsin Life, and all this week, our look at literacy in Wisconsin. Augie Flum is a welder and an accomplished artist making beautiful metal flowers for display in yards and gardens. He excelled in math and art in school, but struggled with reading his whole life. He's been working to improve his reading with the help of his tutor, Chuck.
My name's Augie Flum. I'm a welder. I've been a welder for probably about 40 years now. I had struggled in blueprint reading, and that was one of the deals when I started my job that I would get back because I got the reading disability. Basically come across, I made some mistakes. The mistakes I made, they kind of brought me in the office and made me feel like an illiterate dummy that can't read blueprints, which it shouldn't have been brought across that way. But that's the way it was kind of brought across.
Chuck Bornhoft. 4 years I've been with Literacy Volunteers Marquette County. I had retired, so I was kind of looking for ways that I can help out and do things. And one of my employees always enjoyed his time volunteering with literacy. So as I was kind of looking around, what do I want to do and what might be something I'd enjoy, literacy came to mind, and I made a call and talked with our president, and it's been kind of one right after another ever since. Augie started with a different tutor in our organization, and he and I have been working since September.
We're working on a blueprint reading book to learn, get me more advanced in the blueprints. So I like reading a lot of papers and stuff like that, which is kind of simple, but it gets me to learn the words and lets me to go further.
I've learned a lot about reading blueprints, and Augie's taught me a bunch on some of the measurements and the other terms as well. So it really is a collaborative effort.
I make stainless flowers. I make all different kinds of flowers, and the leaves are stainless steel, and then I weld them to rebar. I built one at work for my wife, and everybody at work really thought they were neat, so everybody at work wanted one. And then I thought, well, I might have something here, so then I just started building them and started a business.
Augie's, his artwork is truly magnificent. I have one of his cone flowers in my front yard, and I get comments on it all the time.
It's basically my art background and stuff, and I really enjoy it.
It's so neat meeting other people, and you're meeting people who may have had a different educational background or a little different career background, and that's what I look at the literacy is we're trying just to help people and to complement their lives and to be more comfortable in what they do. And I find that extremely rewarding. It's just been a great thing for me.
The teachers are very, very good, very understanding, very helpful. It's really nice. It makes me feel good.
Augie Flum is a welder and metal artist. He and his tutor Chuck shared their stories as part of this week's look at literacy in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. It's a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. For more information, visit wisconsinlife.org.
We continue our look at literacy in the state with an effort to boost literacy for jail inmates in one Wisconsin county. Patty Puccinelli joins us now. She's lead teacher for the Ozaukee County Jail Literacy Program. Patty, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So, Patty, tell us, what's the mission of this jail literacy program?
The mission of the program is to provide educational opportunities for students, for inmates who are incarcerated at the Ozaukee County Jail. Our target group is adults who do not have a high school diploma, so we're a GED program. We hope that once the students leave the program and leave the jail with this credential, or at least some of the credential, they can go out and they are better employable. They can better support their families. They may go on to post-secondary school like MAPC or UWM. But importantly, the jail population as a whole has a 75% recidivism rate, and our students have a 44% recidivism rate. So all those steps are geared towards, in the end, hoping that these students will become more productive.
So what kind of literacy education is involved in helping these jail inmates get their GED?
Well, there are four GED tests, reading and language arts, social studies, math and science. And in 2014, the test became much more rigorous than it had been before. So the students are required to learn their material well and then take a test in each one of the four subjects that is sanctioned by the state.
And you mentioned that these are obviously jail inmates who don't have a high school diploma. That's why they would need the GED. What's the range of educational levels that they're at when you start working with them?
We get a very wide spectrum. Sometimes the students come to us with a third or fourth grade reading and math level. Sometimes, especially the ones who were not all that far from high school, they may have an 11th or 12th grade. It's so varied.
We're talking to Patty Puccinelli. She's lead teacher for the Ozaukee County Jail Literacy Program as part of our week-long look at literacy efforts in Wisconsin. So how do you coordinate this with the staff at the jail? How does this work, I guess, logistically?
Well, there's a lot of rules, and we have requirements that we have a classroom inside the jail. So the students that are part of the program, we're only allowed to have 10 at a time. So we inform the various controls, the places where the students live, who's supposed to be coming that day, and they are let out of their tiers and dorms and brought to the classroom. And they sit in the classroom in their orange clothes and study their material.
What kind of reaction do you get from the inmates you work with?
Oh, the students are very, very appreciative. They are sometimes express surprise that somebody would even bother with helping them. And then when they accomplish a test and pass it, and then more and more accomplish more and more, they're thrilled. It's a high-five moment when a student passes something.
With that.
And we also see that their self-esteem increases. Sometimes their experience in school hasn't been good, so they learn that they can do this.
How many inmates have graduated from the program so far?
Well, as of last Thursday, we have 292. A student passed his social studies test, which was the fourth test for him, and so he has earned his GED credential. He is staying with us because he's going to go on and try to earn his HSED, which will involve passing the civics state test, the health state test, and then completing his employability. So he's only going to be with us a couple of more weeks, and we're really going to try and help him. He is a good studier, so, you know, this is possible.
So that number you said, almost 300 now, that's people who have actually completed all the four tests you mentioned.
Yes, yeah. And they have their GED credential. So now with that, they can walk into a college and enroll, or they can walk into a job. And when someone says, do you have a credential from high school? They can say, yes, I have a GED.
And you mentioned the change in recidivism rates for people who had been through your program. That's pretty big. Why does this make such a difference in a jail inmate who wants to not end up back in jail or end up in prison?
I think it's because they can go out and be successful, have a job that isn't just minimum wage or just above, or they can go to a program and earn a certificate in something and do a job that they like. I also think that if they're committed to their employability and committed to succeeding, they also are willing or want to continue to support their families.
And speaking of support, where does the support, the funding, that kind of thing come from for this jail literacy program in Ozaukee County?
Well, the county does not provide funding for us at all. We get grants. One grant is from the Adult Education and Family Literacy. We get another grant from the United Way Northern Ozaukee. We also have community organizations like the Rotary and Lions Club and Women's Club who donate to us. We have also some donations from local businesses, from churches and individuals. So it's as my boss says, the funding is a challenge, but it really does produce tangible results.
Well, Patty, thanks for telling us about the program, and good luck.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's Patty Puccinelli, lead teacher for the Ozaukee County Jail Literacy Program.